On the farm, every moment matters. At Lely, we've been making farmers' lives easier since 1948 with smart and trusted agricultural solutions that bring automation, innovation, and sustainability to dairy farmers around the world. From milking robots and feeding systems to expert support and farm management tools, we help farmers work smarter, not harder, boosting productivity and animal welfare while protecting the planet. We're Lely with our North American headquarters in Pella, and we're proud to be part of the community.
Now the front page of today's Lely Radio Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports, 92.1 KRLS.
I'm Trevor Castle, joined by Hannah Higgins and Riley Duncan from the Central College softball team on Selection Monday, Central into the NCAA tournament for a record 36th time. And we'll start with Hannah, a senior, your fourth time into the NCAA tournament. What does this mean to you?
Oh, it means everything. Just how much work we put in and how much we talk about this is where we want to be and this is what we're working towards. And it means so much, especially I know a lot of people don't get this opportunity. And it's just so special, and I want to make the most of it, especially after thinking our season could be over last weekend.
I know this is about more than you and your class, but you are the senior class that's kind of gotten this group back to this being the standard, right? There's so many Central alumni that's what they knew of their Central career. We make the postseason every single year. What does it mean to be that group that has brought that kind of tradition and standard back?
It's kind of relieving in a way that we didn't drop off of the standard. But I think it's just a way of showing respect to the people above us and who have worked so hard to get this program where it is. And I'm so glad that us and the people below us have worked really hard to keep it that way. So.
One of those is Riley. Riley, into the postseason for yourself for a third time. What are your thoughts on getting back to the postseason and just more opportunities to play the game you love?
I'm just super excited, kind of like Hannah said. I mean, we went through a lot this season, and so I think it just shows that all the hard work that we have put in and everything that we did to get up to this point has just really paid off, and we deserve to be there. And, you know, like anything can happen in postseason. It's just a super competitive atmosphere, super fun to be in, and so we're super excited to make some noise.
And it's been an interesting year in the sense some really high highs and some kind of low lows, right? Wins against two top 10 teams in the country in WashU and Simpson, some losses that I'm sure you'd like to have back. So how do you just kind of normalize that and get ready to play your best this weekend?
I think the biggest thing is just forgetting everything that's happened the rest of the season. Obviously, like, learning from the things that we did is good, but we're starting off on a clean slate. So just going out there when we play on Thursday, and we're in the moment and just taking everything pitch by pitch.
All right, and so we're heading to Simpson for the regional. And Hannah, when you saw that pop up on the screen, what was your first thoughts about maybe a chance against Simpson's, you kind of staying close to home, all those kind of things?
I was really excited that we were close to home just for the fan base and everything, but also Simpson's a team we're familiar with and kind of have a history with, so we know what we kind of need to do going into that game or into that regional, because even all the teams that we kind of have a background with. So I was just excited we didn't have to go really far and just know that we kind of know what we have to do against those teams.
And Riley, what is it going to take to have success this weekend?
I think it starts in the circle, obviously. Our pitchers just making competitive pitches and doing what they can, and then also doing our job defensively. I think that's one thing that we've prided ourselves on this year is we've had really good defense in every game. So keeping that up, and then also just offensively doing what we have to do in the moment to get the job done, and just having competitive at-bats.
We just heard from Hannah Higgins and Riley Duncan of the Central College softball team, now joined by Dutch head coach George Wares. And coach, back into the postseason yet again, and quite an interesting draw that we'll talk about. But just kind of your thoughts on getting this team back into the postseason and chance to keep the season going.
Well, it's kind of what you say at the beginning, right? And I know Hannah was especially let's do it, you know, because she kind of starts the trend again where all 4 years, which we hope is the expectation. And, you know, we were watching the show and we were trying to, there weren't many places left. And I think, oh, we're probably going to St. Mary's. And then I said, and the next team is the team that's won or been in the region more than, you know, okay, here we go. So we're going to Simpson. And, you know, geographically, that's good for us. And, you know, we play some teams that we're familiar with for sure.
All right. And this is a team, as I talked to the girls about, you know, that we've had some pretty high highs and some, you know, kind of low lows this season. What do you feel about your team heading into the postseason? And, you know, what is kind of your outlook on the way things could shake down?
We hit it perfectly. You know, we don't know sometimes. You know, we've had great pitching and not so great pitching. We've had where we are pretty effective at the plate and not so much. The only thing that's been consistent is our defense. You know, we've shown up pretty much every time there. And, you know, the elephant in the room, we obviously got a lot of things we're dealing with. With Alicia's situation, and so you've got finals, you've got that, and you know that makes it a little bit different. You know, trying to find time to prepare, and so from that standpoint, obviously, as a husband first, I'm glad we're going to Indianola because it allows me to stay closer, and the players are exceptional. I mean, this is one of the most incredible groups of players that we've had just because of all the stuff they've had to handle and how they've handled it recently. So I think, you know, we the emotional kind of toughness of Loris, where we didn't really perform well, I didn't coach well, and, you know, it's kind of hard to do that when you go through what we went through. But I'm hoping now a little time away from that we can, you know, get our act together, so to speak. And I think if we take off and play well, we got a shot. And if we don't play well, we're 2-0. So, you know, there's nothing else to say other than the inconsistency has been rearing its head the entire season. We just hope we get the better Central to show up this weekend.
And you've been telling me all year long, I just want to get in. Well, now you're in. Let's try to do something with it.
Well, we say that because, you know, as far as players that play significant innings, Hannah's the only loss. And, you know, so we got all these people back, and we feel really good about our class coming in. So you want everybody to experience. But believe me, as we start preparing for St. Ben's, it's no longer we just want to get in. Now they can experience winning a game or two, which will just help next year. So we're in early season. We got a game. We say, hey, this is helping us prepare for the regional and all that kind of stuff. It'll make more sense to them now that they've been able to experience it.
And you've got two wins over top 10 teams in the country this year. That has to give you and your team just the optimism and belief that, hey, we can beat these really good teams and we can make it happen if we play our best.
No question. You know, one of those wins was against Simpson, and a huge win against OSU, which that win got us in. You know, it's that and the comeback against BV. You know, it's like both ends of the spectrum that got us into the tournament. And, no, we're very, very capable. I mean, could St. Ben's beat us? For sure. Could Simpson beat us? For sure. Could we get run ruled? For sure, but we're definitely capable of beating any of the three teams that we have in the regional.
All right, good luck. We'll see you this weekend, Coach.
Thanks, Trevor.
All right, that's George Wares of the Central College softball team. Earlier, we heard from Hannah Higgins and Riley Duncan. The Dutch at Simpson this weekend, and we'll have all Central games on 92.1 KRLS. On today's Lely Radio Sports Page, I'm Trevor Castle.
The center page of today's Lely Radio Sports Page is brought to you by Hearthstone.
Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. The Simpson softball team has been awarded to host the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. Here's an interview with Simpson softball head coach Brent Mathias after receiving the bid.
Jack McGonigle here with Simpson head softball coach Brent Mathias. Coach Mathias, you guys are able to host this first weekend. How rewarding is that for you and the program?
Oh, it's great. Our players really wanted to be at home, play at home in front of the home fans. More people that way are around and cheering us on, and we're very excited. The players are excited, but a very tough regional, a tough pod, so we'll have to get at it.
And, you know, for this group, especially the seniors, you know, working so hard, being able to finally their senior year be able to host, how important is that and meaningful is that?
It's really good. We asked the seniors when we knew we had an opportunity to maybe be in the NCAA regionals if they wanted to put a bid in or not. And all of them, you know, said, yes, let's put a bid in. Sleep in our own beds, eat in our own places, our own comfort. So that's a little bit of an advantage, I think. Last year we went on the road, not that that's a bad thing, but being at home, there is a positive about that.
Absolutely. And is there more momentum coming off a conference championship rather than, you know, coming in as just an at-large?
I will take it. I don't know if I know the answer, but we'll take that momentum. The momentum is carrying over. They had a great conference tournament, beating two very tough teams in Coe and Loris. And I think that's the other thing. The momentum we have is basically because our conference is so tough. Four teams out of our conference got in. That's big. And that hopefully will prepare us for this. Central being in our region as well, that's a super tough team. Maybe one of the toughest three seeds in the country. So we'll have our work cut out for us, but we're excited to be hosting.
And you mentioned Central, Greenville, and then St. Benedictines, and What do you know about each of those teams? Obviously, one more than the rest.
Yeah, Central, obviously, because they're in our conference, and it's a rivalry game. So that's exciting in itself. Winningest program in college history in Division III at Central. St. Ben's is a program that swings it really well, very disciplined. They're well-coached. And then Greenville, we played 3 years ago here. Same thing, well-coached. They play very good, clean softball. So it's going to be an exciting, exciting couple of days here. And if people want to see some great softball, they should come out and watch this region.
Fantastic, Coach. We really appreciate the time. And best of luck and congratulations on what already has been a fantastic season.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Roll Storm.
Once again, that was Simpson softball head coach Brent Mathias on today's Lady Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS, the one to count on for today's local sports radio coverage, KNIA KRLS.
Now the back page of today's Lely Radio Sports page brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.
Joining us now on the Lely Radio Sports page, we have Mike O'Brien from the Iowa Nighthawks, who just a few moments ago kicked a game-winning field goal, 2 seconds left. I think it was about to... I had it down as like a 32-yarder.
Yeah, something like that.
And they get the 38-37 win. How'd that feel?
It was great. I mean, first of all, I can't do it without my snapper and holder, who are the best in the league. Without them, none of this would be possible. I thank Jesus, too, for giving me the opportunity to do this and have that moment. It was really special.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was nervous, but, you know, tried to, you know, I knew I was going to get a great hold from Tate, so I just wanted to make good contact, kind of trust my process and let what happens happen.
They kind of lined it up for you, too, on that
they
last
did.
Play.
They
too,
did.
As well. Was that your first game-winning kick?
My second. My first in a while.
Yeah.
So that was really special. So
now, where'd you go to high school?
Yeah, so I went to McHenry High School in Illinois, and then I played college ball at Northwestern College in Orange City. But been doing semi-pro ball for the last, like, 13 years.
Now, where do you live now?
In Clive.
Okay, so it's not too far of a drive.
Yeah, not too bad.
How long have you been a semi-pro, did you say?
Since 2013.
2013?
Yeah.
Okay, and has it always been with the team here in Newton?
A bunch of different teams. I coach as well, so, you know, I just kind of want to keep playing, really. You know, just I love kicking, and just being able to do it is special and something I really don't take for granted. So
is that what you did in high school too?
Yeah.
What's it like being with these guys?
Oh, it's great. We have a great coaching staff and just a bunch of guys who really believe in each other and are positive, and I love this team.
Kind of living out the high school dream, aren't you?
I really am. I mean, I'm really lucky to 35 years old to still be doing this.
What about those long road trips? What are those like? You guys got to go together?
Yeah,
or go separately?
I mean, we kind of, it depends. Sometimes, you know, we'll go together, carpool, or, you know, my wife and I will make the long drive to Omaha or Cedar Rapids or whatever. So
it's really a family affair. You see all the families out here, the kids. It's really kind of a unique atmosphere.
It really is. And it's special, you know, grateful that Newton, you know, is able to host this. And it really does kind of have that, like, high school Friday Night Lights feel to
it does.
Which is kind of cool. So
you just know, for you, there's no aspirations to, you know, go farther? Really? Players on this team do. They'd like to get picked up.
I'll say, I think, you know, if I have one goal, it's maybe to play at least one game in that league.
Okay.
You know, that'd be special. But, I, you know, my heart's, you know, with the guys I coach at Grandview and being with them every day. You know, that's what I really love to do is coach and be with those guys.
What about the administration of the Iowa Nighthawks? It takes a lot to put this on. I mean, you guys do pay to play, but there's a lot that goes into it.
There really is. I mean, you got, well, just so many people involved, from marketing to the guys in the booth doing announcements and all those little things that you really take for granted, but they do it just out of their the kindness of their hearts and the love for us and our team, which is really cool.
And as far as the team goes, I think you've now knocked off the two best teams of the league, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's been a great start. Now the focus is getting to 3-0, and just keeping it rolling one game at a time. And, I loved how, this season has started. Still some things to clean up as a group, but I think we have as good a chance as anybody this year. So,
a couple more home games left. You'd like to see more people in the stands, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, if come on out. This is a really fun environment, especially right now where there's not a lot of football games being played. This is a really special group with a lot of guys who are really talented and love the game.
Some of them come from quite a ways away.
All over, too, yeah. My holder, Tate, comes all the way from Dubuque.
Wow.
That's some dedication right there. So
for the love of the game, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely. Well, congratulations on the game-winning kick, and thanks for spending some time with us today.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yep. No problem. That's Mike O'Brien from the Iowa Nighthawks joining us on the Lely Radio Sports page. Kicks the winning field goal here with 2 seconds left as the Nighthawks get a win Saturday night against the Albert Lee Grizzlies, 38-37.